Welcome to Masech Hashkon, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel. We saw in the first Mishnah in this Perek that Yochanan ben Pinchas was in charge of the Chosamos, the seals, and Achia was responsible for the Nesachim, the libations. Now the Mishnah is going to explain exactly what those were and what they were responsible for. Says the Mishnah, Abar Chosamos Hayu B'Mikdash. There were four seals in the B'Mikdash. Really, those are a seal, just means a voucher. Because, Halein, and on these vouchers it was written that the fellow who came to the Beis HaMikdash, who needed to bring a particular sacrifice, a wine libation, a mincha, a meal offering, whatever it was, that they paid in the Beis HaMikdash, and they received a voucher to get the object from the appropriate place. You see, the Beis HaMikdash would sell things, for example, wine, and the reason they did that was because instead of a person having to bring wine from some other place and making sure that it stays tahar, ritually pure, they could actually purchase it in the Beis HaMikdash itself. So once one would purchase it, they would get a voucher. Says the Mishnah, there were four vouchers. Number one said on it, Egal, it was the sign of a calf. And that referred to the three esronim, tenths of a lug of soles, a flour, and the half a lug of, half a hin, I'm sorry, which is six lug of oil, and a half a hin of wine. The next one was a zachar, a male, which reminds us of the ayil of the ram in Aramaic. Ayil, a ram, is dichra, which is the same word as the word zachar or male. That again would entitle a person to get two esronim of fine flour, a third of a hin of oil, and a third of a hin of yayin. The next voucher had on it a picture of a gedi, a goat, and that represented the keves or the a's, the ram or the goat that was brought. That had an isaron of solos, a tenth of fine flour, a quarter of a hin of oil, and a quarter of a hin of wine. And then finally, chote, one of them said at its sinner, that represented the nesachim of the libations that were brought by a wealthy mitzora. A mitzora is a leper. After the fellow with leprosy went away, he would have to bring two kivasim, two sheep, the kavsan, he'd have to bring one female sheep. And with each of those, he would bring a wine libation, which altogether was 3 esronim of fine flour, 9 lug of oil, 9 lug of yayin. And on top of that was also 1 lug of oil. So the bottom line is, and that lug of oil wasn't used for the actual sacrifice that was used. The Kohen would place it on the earlobe of the mitzora, on his toes and his single fingers. And if you take a look in the concept of mitzora, you'll see more about there. Now, why did it say chote? Why did it say it on the voucher sinner? Because we know that the sin of mitzora comes for different sins. So long Gemara and Erechin for the different sins, different seven sins, the Gemara says, that a person could get tzaras. Ben Azai says, no, they were actually chamishayu, there were 5 different vouchers. Vairam is kasav alein, they were written in Aramaic, because that's what the nation understood. What were they? Egel, a calf, zachar, a male, gedi, a goat, chote, dal, a poor sinner, v'chote asher, and a wealthy sinner. According to Ben Azai, there was 2 separate vouchers for the Nesachim of a Mitzorah. One said Chote Asher, which means to say a wealthy sinner. A Mitzorah that was wealthy, he would bring a more extravagant carbon. And the other one said Chote Dal, which means a poor sinner, and he would bring a seriously smaller type of carbon. So if he presented that, that's what they would give him the items for it. Says the Mishnah, Egel, the one that had a calf on it, Mishamish im Nisrei Bakar, that was used as a voucher, as a sign for Nesachim, for libations that came with cattle, Gedolim Mikutanim, large or small cattle, Zechar Menukavis, a male or a female. Gedi, the one that had the picture of a goat, Mishamashim Niskeitzon, that would use for libations that would come with sheep, Gedolim Mikutanim, large ones and small ones, Zechar Menukavis, males and females, Chutz Mishalelim, except for the rams. A ram is a male that is at least 13 months or older, until 2 years. Zachar, so that was the gedi. Zachar, the one that said on it, Zachar, male, which we said is like an aisle or a ram, Mishamashim Niske Elim Bavad, that only goes for libations for an aisle, for a ram. Chote, the one that said on it, sinner, Mishamashim Niske Shalosh Pehim Shal Metzorah, that could be used for the 3 different animals that a Metzorah would bring. Wishing you a beautiful, amazing upcoming day and a wonderful, very successful week.